ધાર્મિક સહિત કે સાહિત્ય સો હિત સો મીન્સ વિથ
યસ
આર હિત મીન્સ ક્યા
ગુડ
હિત મને
કલ્યાણ
કલ્યાણ મીન્સ ક્યા
વેલફેર
વિથ વેલફેર The words, the sentence, everything which are for welfare of Atma are called as Sahitya. If they are not quality, it is not called Sahitya. So every word, Ram, Raman, from Raman word, Ram has been derived. Krishna, by attraction, Krishna, Kri,
Attraction,
Ana, Ananda. By Ananda, Krishna attraction. Every word has
કલાનિધિ કલાવતી સૂર્યાય સૂર્યમણિ નિર્મત બેદિ મધ્યે મુગ્ધા મુગ્ધાંગી ભાવત ઇહાલી કુલઈ વૃતાયા અર્ઘમ સમર્પયિતુમ ઉત્કધીય આરાત સજ્જાનિકિં સુમુખી દાસ્યસિ દાસિકેયમ્. What is English?
O girl with charming limbs, O girl with a beautiful face, will this maid servant nearby hand you the articles of worship when, surrounded by your friends, you are eager at heart to devotedly offer Arghya to the...
Surrounded by?
Your friends.
Nietzsche.
Ali. You are eager at heart to devotedly offer Arghya to the sun god on an altar of Suryamani jewels.
This is general meaning. રઘુનાથ દાસ ગોસ્વામી હેઝ ડેકોરેટેડ શ્રીમતી રાધિકા વિથ ધીસ અલ્ટાર. હેઝ ડેકોરેટેડ શ્રીમતી રાધિકા વિથ અલ્ટાર એન્ડ ધેન with flowers of kunda, garland, and remembering the past times of Krishna, how pleasing they are. He wants to serve Srimati Radhika by giving altar here. And garland on the soldiers of Srimati Radhika. Raghunath Das Swami is remembering Surjaya Surjamani Nirmit Vedi Madhye Mugdhadi Bhavat Ihali Kulai Rubritaya there are two sambodhan. Sambodhan means what? Oh yes, come.
Calling.
Yeah. First is Mukdhangi and second is Sumukhi. Sumukhi means a very beautiful face. A face has three kinds of face. Very grave, very sad, very cheerful. No. If it is seen that his face is sad, something has gone wrong. No? And if the face is just smiling, then we should know that what she wanted, everything has been fulfilled. No? And if he is in other mood, the face will tell what is behind in this here. Because it is the mirror of heart. So first he is telling, O Sumukhi. It means that at that time Srimati Radhika is very, very cheerful, in pleasant mood. And she is something smiling face. Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in Radhakund. His eyes are closed. Closed, na?
Yes.
Bandh hai.
Yes.
Bandh hai. And seeing. At first he was praying. He was seeing last pastime. And he saw that he has given garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika on the soldiers. And Srimati Radhika is smiling. Why she is smiling? That Krishna has given his left hand on the right soldier and left hand soldier of Srimati Radhika. Huh? So she is so much cheerful. She has decorated in every respect to Srimati Radhika. She has given sindur, she has given all abharan and alankar. And ornaments and abharan. Abharan is, you know?
Decoration.
That is a tilak, kasturi bin.
Cosmetics.
All this. Kajal. Any makara here, makari chinha, to paint any anga body, these are called abharan. There are 36 kind of abharan.
32
abharan. 32. Or alankar, there are so many alankars. So, he is seeing Sumukhi Srimati Radhika and at the same time Mukdhangi. Mukdhangi means?
Charming limbs.
Charming. He is charmed. Mukdhangi means charmed in Krishna love. Mukdha means to be like a jnani.
Yeah.
Out of consciousness.
That is called Mukdhangi, Mukdha.
Mukdha.
Certainly Krishna becomes sometimes so Mukdha. And Srimati Radhika also becomes so Mukdha. What to do and what not to do?
Na? Not knowing.
This is called Mukdhava. There are so many beautiful pastimes of Krishna and Radhika when they become Mukdha. They know everything, but yet they ask each other. about anything. Why you are laughing? Krishna tells that, why you are laughing? No? There is no reason for laughing, but yet, laughing, in laughing everything, answer and question comes, everything. This is called mugdhavastha. It will not in sadhak stage. No, in not sadhan stage. It will be only in the prem stage, siddhavastha. And when prem becomes sneha, sneha becomes man, man becomes pranaya, anurag, at this time they will continue. Otherwise not moved. Srimati Radhika, is that time Sumukhi, something smiling and Mugdha also. Why she is? So Raghunath Das Goswami remembered that, remembering that past time. Suryaya Suryamani Nirmit. Kalavati Natansayo, this is last, and last before last, 43, these are remembrance of Rasleela, no? Rasleela, at the time of Rasleela. Here, Rasleela has ended. No, midnight. After this, Nishant Lila came. No, you know Nishant Lila. In Nishant Lila, they are not in a mood to leave each other. But anyhow, they have to go. Suk and Sari, they read so many songs to awake Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So many pastimes have been given in Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. After that, she comes to Javat and he goes to Nanda Bhavan. Both are sleeping. At that time, when sun is to come out, it is morning, and sun is to be rise. At that time, Ma Yashoda with Purnima comes, Yogamaya, there. Yashoda is seeing that it has been so late to awake Krishna. Understanding?
Yes, yes. Krishna is still sleeping.
So sleeping? Why he is sleeping? She is so much doing chinta.
Worry.
Yogamaya Purnima daily comes to see Krishna, take darshan of Krishna. She is also with Yashoda. They both enter in the room of Krishna and see that Krishna is so fastly sleeping. Yashoda at once comes like this, does like this, and takes the heads of Krishna. Utho Lal. Get up, my Lal. Lal means?
Yes.
And she gives some waters like this. Has she? Yogamaya has come to give you Ashirvad.
Blessings.
Blessings. Yes, Sudhadev. Baldev is standing there. Madhumangala and so many boys, your sakha, are standing there. Cows are standing there. Cough are coming. They are all waiting for you. You should get up. Rise up. She is doing. Baldev comes and Madhumangal comes and at once jumps up on the bed of Krishna and ducks in her heights and awakes Krishna. Yashoda is very sincerely seeing the face of Krishna from top to bottom. What she is searching? She is searching anything. What she is searching? This boy is very naughty. And all the friends of Krishna are so naughty. So, they have made a scratch on the face of Krishna or in body, anywhere or not. See, very,
examine
carefully
examining all these things. She saw some scratches. She is himself questioning. This boy is so naughty. I tell her daily not to go, and goes and runs hither and thither, quarrels with boys and does so. Why this scratch come? Madhumangal was there. Oh, I know, mother, I know. He plays with sakhis. No? Here in Sanskrit, there is a word sakhi for masculine and feminine, both.
Male friend and female friend, both.
Gopis are sakhi and Sudam Sebal are both sakhi. Krishna does like this.
Don't tell.
And he is so much has lajja.
Ashamed.
Don't. And by eyes he is telling to Madhumangal. Madhumangal at once अपने बात को फिरा लिया.
At once change his word.
Change his
word at once.
Meaning.
Not word.
Meaning.
Sakhi. Sakhi means a subal sakhi, siddham sakhi. At first he wanted to speak like that. Lalita, Vishakha and all others. He was playing with them. Now he turned his meaning. Oh, he is very naughty. Subal is so naughty. And they have done this. See, Krishna says, oh, you are Brahmin. I am doing namaskar to you. Humko bacha liya.
You saved me.
You have saved me by your skill. Otherwise, I will have to be so much ashamed in presence of my mother and Yogamaya. All these statements is saying one sakhi to Srimati Radhika in Javat. When Srimati Radhika is getting from his bed. Koi? Madhurima ya Madhurika or any sakhi. Srimati Radhika is hearing all these things past tense as if anyone giving nectar in her. All things. Here also Shyamala Sakhi comes, and I have told that story to you one day in Vrindavan. You have remembered you?
Shyamala Sakhi. Oh yeah, she tells.
What's happening in Gopi?
Yeah, she tells Srimati Radharani what is happening
In night.
Yeah.
How you feel?
Yes.
Srimati Radhika, I don't remember, as if in rainy season at Amavasya, when moon is
dark,
dark moon. If thunderbolts come out, for a very few seconds, and again it become more dark, I don't remember, I remember that I meet Krishna. And by your mercy he meet me. But when we meet, I don't remember what Krishna did with me. I don't remember anything. He took me in his lap, he gives his hand to me, and that what he did, I have no remembrance at all. I became at that time mad. So I don't remember. No, I have no any anubhuti nahi.
No feelings that time.
Huh?
I have no feelings that time.
Remember?
I don't remember.
Recall, I don't recall anything.
But I feel so much separation. I don't remember what was. Then Shyamala tells that, oh, again go to your Prem Guru and learn what becomes. Then he told us, I am not a good student. You are so brilliant, to Shyamala, she is telling. You are so brilliant and you remember everything. So you should go there and learn all these things. These are going. Shyamala is telling that really I had come here to take bath. And I have taken bath in Prem Sarovar. In
Prem Sarovar.
What is the meaning of Prem?
Love.
Ocean of love.
Yeah.
Now I have taken bath so much. Now I am going. And you should take bath and do all these things. After that comes Mukhara with Jatila, and there are so many pastimes. This is the Leela. After Prata, this is Purbandha Leela. Purbandha Leela means the Leela from 9 to 12, this is called Purbandha Leela.
Before noon.
No. Sadhak can remember it in two ways. This means, one Srimati Radhika is called by Yashoda at Nanda Bhavan in Nanda Gaon, because Yashoda has heard that what Radhika cooks becomes so sweet and so powerful that if anyone takes that cooked things, he never becomes old. He becomes so shaktishali, powerful, so brilliant and so beautiful. And so wise, and every qualities comes in that person. If anyone takes the cooked things of Srimati Radhika. Yashoda is saying that my son reduce daily. Daily reduce.
Get thinner.
Become thinner and leaner. So she is so much disturbed in her mind. So he thinks, how my son will be so powerful and wise? So that any demon cannot do any harm to my child. And he should be so
strong.
He does not take anything which I prepare. He takes it and lives. So he becomes leaner and thinner. Once he told this fact to Purnima, Jogumaya, my son does not take anything which makes him stronger wiser, wealthy, healthy, and every qualities come. She told that, can you call the son, daughter-in-law of Jatila? She told that Jatila is very quarrelsome. She will not allow her son-in-law to come here. She will think that by doing so, her pratishtha will be go down.
Prestige.
It is a fact of prestige. Her prestige will go down. So she will not allow. Srimati Yashodaji told that, you are so wise, you know everything, you are so much honorable for our whole braja. If you order Jatila, he cannot disobey you. I will try and I will see. If I fail, then I will request you to do anything for me, so that the son-in-law of Jatila will come to my house.
Daughter-in-law.
Yashoda told Jogmaya, I love so much Radhika from her birth and childhood. She used to come to me daily, and I know that Krishna and Radhika from Vahed, they are playing each other together. I have so much a very great desire that my son, when he will grow, and the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj will grow elder, then I will have a proposal to Vrishabhanu Maharaj that he should marry my son. But now I see that it has, I have failed. And this fact also Jatila knows, because he is very near relation, in relationship to me. No? So he knows it. And so he does not allow, will not allow that his son, daughter-in-law will come here. It will be a question of prestige. Purnima told that, yes, I will do everything for you. One day, Srimati Yashoda Devi sent Kundalata, go to Javat and tell my Sandesha, message to her. She went there. Kundalata is who?
Subhadra
Upananda. Very near relation to Yashoda. No? The son and daughter-in-law of also of Yashoda Devi, no, Kundalata. And Kundalata is so nearer to Jatila also, in any relationship. So Jatila depends on Kundalata. Yashoda knows this fact. So he requested his daughter, daughter-in-law, Kundalata, that my son is reducing daily and daily. Your devar, you know, devar, brother-in-law. So you should go and tell your like sasuri to, or mother, like mother, to Jatila, that she should send her daughter-in-law here to cook something, so that Krishna may take. Hearing this fact from Kundalata, she became so furious. She should send her daughter-in-law to my house. She will cook here. How should I? I will not order. she came to Yashoda and told this fact. At the same time Purnima Jogmaya came, and every fact was gone in the ear of Jogmaya. Jogmaya at once went to
Javad.
When she went, that Jatila came, Srimati Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, all came and fell down to the feet of Jogmaya Devi. Jogmaya Devi gave Sneha Shrivad. Sabhagyavati Bhava. Sabhagyavati Bhava, you know?
May you be
so much fortunate.
May you be very. May you have a. How is it? Long life?
Sobhagya means.
Everything what you have here may
fulfill. May all your desires be fulfilled.
No?
May all your desires be fulfilled.
What do you think? That by this your sabhagya is there. When sabhagya is there?
When you get what you want.
I have told something. Sabhagyavati.
When the girl's boyfriend is under her control.
When any Naika, Naika mane premika, priyatama,
lover.
No.
Beloved.
She loved. He is so much beautiful. Other than everyone, she is so beautiful. She is so much wise than all. She is so beautiful. In every quality, she is so much advanced. That lover becomes
control
and so much control. This is Saubhagyati. Rukmini is Saubhagyati by Krishna. No? If her husband leaves her, she is Saubhagyavati? No. So, what she wants, Krishna does like so, then Radhika is so Bhagyavati. Otherwise not. She knows the inner bhava of Radhika. So she gives so Bhagyavati bhava. Radhika smiling and all her companions smiling went away to their rooms. Now Kundalata and Jatila and Purnamasi are there. Purnamasi is telling, are you right? All right? She is telling, no, I am not right. Why? My sum of cows has died. And my son has no child, nothing. So I am so much unhappy. My wealth is not so as Nanda Baba and Vrishabhanu Maharaj. I am of inferior class. I pray you to give all these things. How I may? Oh, you want my blessing? I have heard that Brajarani means?
Yashoda.
Brajarani. The queen of Vrindavan. Nanda Baba is Brajaraj and Krishna is Braja Juvaraj. Juvaraj, you know? Juvaraj. And Brajaragni is Yashoda Devi. I have heard that, I know. I am remembering. I am seeing in my dhyan, remembering. That Yashoda has sent any message to you and you have rejected. That is why your cows are dying. And I see that if you will not carry that order of Yashoda, what he has sent message? oh, she thinks me inferior. So I have given a message that you should send your daughter-in-law to cook in my house. What is the harm? Why you rejected that proposal? By this, your cows will be in 100 times more, increase. 1,000 times in more. And wealth will come automatically. And also you will have, what is that, your, grandson. Also you can see the face of your grandson. Everything will be good there. And if you don't carry order of Yashoda, I am seeing and telling forecast. Forecast?
Prediction.
Predicting.
Predicting. I am seeing as if it is, I am seeing in
book
that everything will be spoiled. I have no time to stay here more. I am just now going, but you should see what is your good and what is bad. She went away. Kullata again came. Again she requested. At that time she was something namra, jatila, polite she was. Acha, I am ordering, she may go. But Kundalata told that I have told her, but she tells that I will not go. In any case, I will not go. I am not cooker of anyone, so I will not go. They abuse me, especially my
mother-in-law
and all others abuse me, that I am some affection for any black person. I don't want to see any face of any other person. I will always be in home. I will never go. Jatlak thinks that if she does not go, then the case will be opposite and everything will be destroyed, because Purnima has told so, and every word of Purnima is
comes true.
So he requested Lalita and Vishakha and all of the Champaklata that make ready her, so that all things could not happen. So they went to, she went to Lalita and Vishakha and requested that you should do anything so that my daughter-in-law may be ready to go there. No harm in going there. Yashoda is my sakhi. So she can go. Kullaklas told her that Yashoda has made so many golden ornaments and golden cloths and everything for your daughter-in-law. If she will go, she will give everything that she has make ready for her his son's for marriage. He has collected everything
for future marriage of her son.
Now she will give everything, clothes and all ornaments and everything she will give. Water came in the mouth of So he was trying to Lalita and Vishakha. Lalita wanted and Vishakha wanted, Srimati also wanted to go there. So they went to and requested them, him, Srimati Radhika. But she was not in a mood to take their words. She was refusing and refusing. At last, anyhow she was ready to go. And she went, and in the midway, in Kadambater, you have seen that place. Krishna's cow herding, they are milking cows, rustling, and and doing love to cops and friends. No? Srimati. Now he has done every shringar. No? Who? Rati Manjari. That is Tulsi Manjari. He has decorated Srimati Radhika fully and has given a mirror to Srimati Radhika. See how beautiful you are. Radhika is seeing her face and smiling and having an idea, this Rupa Sajja, this beautifulness is not for me. For whom this beautifulness? For Krishna. If Krishna sees me in this stage, how he will be cheerful? This inner motive of Srimati Radhika knew that Tulsi Manjari. And he is with Radhika, Lalita, Abhishaka, Chitra, and they are all going. In the midway, Krishna was waiting that she will come by this way. No? Krishna is pretending anyhow how I can reach to them. Radhika is telling that, Lalita is telling, advising Srimati Radhika, we should go by another path. We should not go by this path because it is dangerous by that black. She can bite, he can bite. So we should turn our direction and go. Radhika, I am not fearing from that black. I will go by this Malli. Then they went through. When Krishna was milking on the side of path by which they are going, and especially he was waiting when they will come nearer, he will do anything. He was milking, having pot here. When they came, he poured so that all face of Srimadika became white. And all were laughing. Krishna was also laughing. And all were laughing. In a way, this is Purvandha Leela. Radhika went at last to Nanda Bhavan. She was so much burning fire was going on in her heart. That is separation. In separation, Srimati Radhika in Jawa. She was so unhappy. Sweats were coming as if she is burning. No? That sakhis are giving chandan to Srimati Radhika. This is lotus flower. They have brought. Very cool, very scented. Bhramar can come if they scent, take scent. Also, black bees will come. So beautiful and so smelling. So, ki bolchilam re? Kotha kar kotha?
Burning.
Srimati Radhika was burning in Jawad, in separation. No? And all these things they are giving to cool Srimati Radhika, but at once they become dry. Chandan also, everything also becomes so dry. Churmur, ekdam ho jate hain. And here she is coming, and she went, and Sakhi burned so many chulhas,
stoves,
thousand and thousand. And in the midst Radhika is standing,
cooking.
And cooking, so heat is coming, but now she is so cheerful, and no sweat there. One Sakhi is telling, why these sweats were in
Jawad,
Jawad giving so many birth, birth means
eyes
and all eyes back and giving. And here you are in fire.
But not heat.
But no heat is here. Why? So these are Purbanna Leelas. Purbanna Leelas. It has been also done. Purbanna Leelas. Krishna, now see, Krishna is ready. After taking meal, he is going to ready to go charan. And after taking the remnants of Krishna, all sakhis with Radhika are returned, they have returned to Javat. No? Now it is morning, after 9 or within 9. Radhika has something, his duty, that he daily gives earth to Suryadev. Surya Puja. Argha means
offerings.
Flowers, milk, water. Sacred water, and some other things are given like this. Towards being sun. So many waters. All Brahmins and all other does. Why Radhika does so? That sun is God. He make Krishna so qualified and always cheerful. And any other demons cannot do any harm to Krishna. For Krishna he is worshipping. She is worshipping. Why worshipping? Because she knows that Krishna is not Bhagavan. Suryadev is Bhagavan. In villages, all ladies are like this. They worship God and goddesses for the welfare of his family and his husband, father, mother, child, everybody. So it is a Nara Leela. No? Nara Leela. If it was not done, it was not Nara Leela. So before going to cook, she may give this earth to Suryadev. One kind of thought. When she is ready to go Nandgaon, before he will, at first his duty, his first duty is to worship Krishna, sun. As when we awake, we take bath, and first duty is to chant Hari name or Diksha Mantra. So, see, her sun worship is first duty. So, this pastime is before going to Yashoda home for cooking. No? Understand?
This is before the cooking.
Before cooking. His first thing is that. Vaise.
So, I thought the Surya Puja was at Barabali.
Are you suno to? Listen first me, then question. You are so eager that questioning. Second idea is this. This idea is also favorable to our Shastra, what I have told. We should do our Aradhana first, then begin anything. As we do, first Arati, Darshan, Anhik, Seva, Puja, and then we begin anything. So this is also justified. Another, but we see that after this Leela, Krishnadas Gopiraj Goswami in his Govinda Leelamrita has told like so, that this becomes in Purbanna and Madhyanna Leela, before Madhyanna Leela. No? If we take this fact, it is also all right. No harm. No? Any puja is done before taking meal. Krishna remnants he takes, she takes, it is not as a meal. Only she tastes it as a mahaprasadam prasadam. It does not come under the taking any meal. So in midday, before midday, when Krishna goes to Gocharan, and at the same time she becomes ready to go to Sun Puja. No? So by any Sakhi, Radhika knows that Krishna has already started for cowherd and he is about nearer to Kusum Sarovar and Govardhan. With her sakhis, she also goes there. Tulsi is remembering this past time of midday.
If I tell, it will come in very short.
Oh.
So you should. If any question,
what? That's the question.
When Radhika was not in the mood to cook.
She was in mood inner.
Yeah.
She was pretending only that they should do like this.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Then?
Now, if she goes to worship sun god first, before cooking.
There are two kinds of sun worship. When Surya, sun
is rising,
come in horizontal line.
Rising
sun. Water is given like this.
Simply.
Or anything, pushpa we can have, and do pranam. But sun worship is another thing.
Oh. Yes.
Worship, that is, there should be any sun image.
Hmm.
And by Shastriya Paddhati, you know?
System of Shastra.
According to rule and regulation and mantras given in Vedas. And that is called Surya Puja.
Hmm.
Both may be here. That either. But it seems that it is before midday.
Yes.
Especially. Because here, in the next, it will come the past time of Sayam. Sayam means evening.
Evening.
Tulsi will request that when we send in the evening to Nanda Bhavan. Tum log ja rahi hai? यदि उसे बातचीत करना है ना तो 6 बजे से 10 मिनट पहले आ जाना तो तुम लोग उसे बात कर लेंगे ना. 6 बजे से पहले हो सकेगा 5-10 मिनट? 5:30 बजे, 6:30, 6:45 बजे स्कूल से है ना? कब बच्चे आते हैं? सवेरे तो तुम लोग आ ही नहीं सकते. आज रविवार था, आज हो सकता था, फिर तो रात हो जाती है. अब ये लोग चले जाएंगे. अब मैं परसों के बाद में चला जाऊंगा. 4 तारीख को सवेरे जाओ, तुम लोग भजन करते चलो. बट वी वर टॉकिंग.
Now you explain that first is simple offering in sunrise,
first,
and
understand.
Then is full worship.
Why she will go evening? Why she will go evening?
It is before that evening, Krishna. So it is now she is telling per midday, before midday. So it is Leela of Radhakund and Sukhima. Next day we will take this subject again.
I have a question about Raghunath Goswami.
Das Goswami.
Das, Raghunath Das Goswami. I read in the Jiva Dharma that a liberated soul can be at the same time both in Krishna Leela and in Chaitanya Leela, if that is his swarup, both at the same time. So you were describing to us that when in Vilapkusamanjali, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami is external as sadhak. Then he has another stage where he is more absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And the third stage, he is completely lost to anything except his identity as Rati Manjari. So my question is, when he is completely lost from every other consciousness, how could he forget Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he at that time...
What is the meaning of lost of conscience?
That all he can see is Srimati Radharani is there, Rupa Manjari is there, and he is there as Rati. He doesn't think that he is Rupa, he is Raghunath or anything. That is lost. All concentrated on the one.
He is always incense, but sometimes he is incense of Gauranga Leela, and sometimes he is deeply immersed in Krishna Leela. When he immerses in Krishna Leela, he is Rati or Tulsi Manjari. And when he has sense and doing the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering, then he is Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyone, when thinking and remembering for Krishna Leela, he does not lost his senses. But that sense which is working in this world for sadhak, this goes away. And the sense of Atma, that who am I sense, Krishna, that sense, is working so much that this sense does not do anything. That sense is a really sense. But Raghunath Das Goswami's both senses were actual senses. Whether he was in Gaur Leela, whether he was in Krishna Leela.
Can he be fully conscious in both Leelas at the same time?
In both, in two swarups. He can. As Baladev Prabhu, Krishna, in thousands and lakhs of Leela, his testing.
Achintya Shakti.
Achintya Shakti. So Krishna, this Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Narada Goswami, like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu is as a sevak, as a friend, as a father-mother, in one shape, in Baladev shape. And in Anangamanjari, he tastes Madhurjaras also. So, at the same time, he is Baladev, and at the same time, he is Anangamanjari. As Narad becomes hundred and thousand and lakhs of Narad, various swarups of Krishna, and tastes all these things.
Yes, the reason I ask is, I did not like to think that the Chaitanya Leela was less important.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, told in Dham Parikrama, one can worship, do aradhana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Dasa Rasmandi. No? Not as a friend. Not as a as Krishna Nayak Naika. Don't. Parakiya bhav no. Only Dasharas. When a devotee completes his sadhana by Dasharas, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes Radha and Krishna, and then he worships him in Madhur Ras, Sakhya Ras and Vasalya Ras, especially in Madhur Ras. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we see that all were Das. Sarv Damodar, Raya Ramananda. All this praying and telling Harikatha and all these things. All are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a great respect. Gadadhar yet. Gadadhar. As a Dasharas. But when we complete our sadhana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be seen in Radha and Krishna, then Madhuras come.
But that is also within Chaitanya Leela that you see him as Radha Krishna.
Because Raya Ramananda sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahabhava Rasa Raja Roop. But there, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot serve as Radha Krishna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That is Gauranga Nagari.
He, most probably he is as a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in two sets. To taste Radha Bhav and to give Radha Dasi Bhav.